Hello, pets. Zita here. And there's something I want to share with you, a decision I've made. I've been chewing on this for a while, and it's been bothering me, and I've been thinking over and over, trying to come up with solutions, and really there's only one. Yesterday, during the riots and terrorist raidings of the Capitol in the US, there was a script offer put out on Gone Wild Audio, the Reddit sub Gone Wild Audio. I believe it was a double F for M. Loud children. I believe it was a double F for M audio in which two police officers captured a civilian and basically took him, i.e. the listener, away to have their wicked way with him. I haven't read the script, so I'm going by the description of the post that I read and the tags. And my initial thought was, oh, I've done something a bit like that before. It was the other way around. It was a double MF, actually. It was a three-way collab. And yeah, that's a fantasy some people have, whoop-de-doo. Not surprised seeing this on GWA. And then I thought about it in the context of what's happening right now. And I realized that I was uncomfortable with the idea that two police officers, female or male, it doesn't actually matter, would capture a civilian and take them against their will. This is so tricky. I don't want to kink shame. That's not what this is about. It's about recognizing the tone of the world, of the conversation happening, and recognizing that some things, that some things have a time and a place, right? And I feel that script was poorly timed. Now, it's important to acknowledge, it's very important to acknowledge that, at least according to the times I was looking at, the post went live on Gone Wild Audio before, not long before, but before everything kicked off in DC. And there is no way for a person to know what's coming up. However, all of us, while incapable of predicting the future, are very much capable of responding to what's happening in the current time. And from what I understand of reading comments and conversations on Twitter, the writer who posted the script eventually deleted it with an apology. I'm not here to talk about the validity of the apology. aside from to say, I suppose it felt like a token gesture because it was expected of them, not because they actually wanted to apologise, but that's by the by. What's interesting to me is that the writer themselves was the one to delete the post, whereas Gone Wild Audio, as a community run by moderators, did not. The post was brought up to moderators, and individuals said explicitly that this is in poor taste right now. Would you consider removing the post for XYZ reasons? And in the screenshot I saw, the moderator response was, it's not up to us to delete the post, it's up to the writer themselves, and I'll probably get some stick for not deleting it myself, but c'est la vie. And that attitude bothered me. Gone Wild Audio is a platform for audio porn, yes. But it seems to me that it's a place that's not so much trying to offer a refuge, comfort and escape from the realities of the world, but is just trying to ignore them. And those are two different things. The response to yesterday's riots and that post was disappointing. The response to posts around Black Lives Matter was very, very disappointing. In trying to remain what I see as neutral, what GWA is actually doing is ignoring the issues of a massive portion of their users. And that's not good enough. And all of that goes hand in hand with their attitude towards people who are trying to make a living from making their audio. The idea, as I understand it, behind Gone Wild Audio is that it's amateur friendly and it's designed for everyday folk who want to have a bit of fun recording themselves and posting it on the internet. That's fine. And I applaud that. But there is a attitude of demonizing those who try to make a living from their content and using GWA as a platform to help them do that. I was aware of the two clicks from a post before posting promo links, like, you know, that, anything that's got a paywall involved. So Patreon and Vanilla, I suppose, and Siren and Quinn and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I was aware of that rule. And I've always followed it. Or at least I've always tried to keep my links away from the posts that go directly to Gone Wild Audio. That's just simply respectful, following the rules that they set out, because I understand them. You don't want to turn a platform like GWA into an ad fest. You don't want to make it full of people who, you know, are just there to make money. You want to keep it open and accessible to those who just want to have a bit of fun and for those who want free content. I mean, Gone Wild Audio is built around free content. I understand all that. But after Soundgasm got scraped and all of those female voiced audios and a couple of male voiced audios ended up on that site hosted in Russia, I felt still more justified in including links to the rest of my content and to other places people can find me in my Soundgasm links. A lot of my Soundgasm links are private, so you can't access them unless you have the link address. Those are usually audios that I've written myself. Script fills I tend to post as public so they can just be seen if you access my Soundgasm profile. Right? But I feel, I'm not naive, okay? I know people will copy my content and it will end up in places I don't intend it to end up. But at least if I can post disclaimers and notifications of ownership, I feel a tiny, not protected exactly, but at least that I'm doing something to protect my intellectual property, okay? But I've recently discovered that in some instances, GWA will pull posts to their forum if the Soundgasm links includes Patreon links, Twitter links, Siren links, Vanilla Audio links. And that rubbed me completely the wrong way. It actually made me angry, and I spent a good while in conversations about it with various people, gathering varying points of view to lay them against mine and see where we aligned and see where we didn't, so I could decide exactly how I felt. And how I felt in the end was still quite angry. And it's no secret. I mean, there is a performer I like and respect a great deal, and the way they produce their content was problematic for GWA right at the start, because they would open their audios with a sting, you know, this is who I am, this is where you can find me, this is where you can support me should you desire to, let's get on with the audio, excuse me, and so on and so forth. When that user was pulled up on structuring their audios that way, they made a change. And then this user is still having trouble with their posts getting pulled because of how they choose to write their posts and the very fact that they're making a living from creating these audios. And I don't agree with it. So, All of that, just everything combined, the response to Black Lives Matter, the response to COVID, the response to the inclusivity and exclusivity conversations happening on backstage, you know, like listeners of color begging for the very basic right to be recognized as people who listen to this content, okay? Along with the scraping of Soundgasm that happened at the tail end of last year, response to yesterday's riots. I mean, that, I suppose there's still time for some kind of statement, maybe, but the moderation team hasn't been very forthcoming in the past. They never have done, unless prompted really hard by members of the community. All of that combined. I'm not posting on Gone Wild Audio anymore. That's what this is leading to. I don't want my content there anymore. I don't want it there anymore. the stuff that's already there, I'm not going to delete it. That's just for the simple fact that the level of admin required to do that is not something I can devote the time to right now. I am fucking busy, okay? I'm homeschooling my kids right now. excuse me. So I can't go back through 2 to 3 years worth of content and delete stuff on GWA, but I can very easily decide not to post there anymore. And that's Gone Wild Audio, and that's Gone Wild Audible. I'm not posting on either of them anymore. I haven't decided about what I'm going to do with Gone Wild Audio Sapphic. The crowd, like the audience there, the moderator team there, and the general vibe of that subreddit is very different to the larger audio subs. So I'm going to give them a bit of time before I make that decision. That's my WhatsApp. Actually, no, that was my Facebook, wasn't it? Whatever. But I'm not posting on the larger subs anymore. I may dip in and consume some of the content. If there are performers that I want to support, but I will be mostly looking for those performers posting to their own subreddits or to their own profiles to support them that way. I don't really want to do it through the larger audio subs anymore. I don't know if it sounds like pretentious or like up my own ass or whatever, but they don't deserve my content. They don't deserve my time and creativity if they can't even acknowledge that someone like me needs support from them, needs recognition from them, needs inclusion from them, and basic human consideration. If they can't do that, then fuck them. And this isn't even about the paid links anymore, okay? Because it's not about that right now. That's a contributing factor, but this, I just... They don't deserve my content. They're not going to fucking have it anymore. That's what this is boiling down to. I am posting this message on my sub, The Palace, and Patreon, and I'll also post it on my profile. I know my posts on the larger Reddit subs have been quite sparse recently anyway, but for those of you who do not know how else to access my audios, it's you this message is aimed at, really. If you want my audios now, you can come to my subreddit. That's where they're going to be. And if that changes, obviously I will... God, my phone's going nuts. If that changes, I will update you again. But for now, this is where I sit. And somehow I feel lighter. I actually do. Fuck. I didn't realize that was bothering me so much. Okay. I'm going to get this posted and then I'm going to play half an hour of Minecraft to relax my brain. I don't know if you noticed, but there was no clicking and thunking going on my keyboard right now because I'm just speaking direct to you. I needed to concentrate on this to say what I needed to say the way I wanted to say it. So now I'll play Minecraft. Oh my God, what is going on? I need to check what's going on. I think it's important. Thank you for listening to me today, pets. If you have anything you want to say or add, please feel free to. you know I love talking to you, and you know I invite conversation. But for now, I'm going to scram. Have a good day. Be safe. Be well. Be healthy. And I'll speak to you soon.